and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Freezing rain or snow may affect your commute this morning if you live in 15 states from the Midwest to the Northeast. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Winter weather advisory is the purple that you'll see on any National Weather Service map. Basically is running all along the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast and New England areas. Those are in effect throughout the morning and even into the evening hours and in the New England area.
The European Climate Service Copernicus says global warming is accelerating and the world notched another monthly heat record in January despite an abnormally chilly United States. Sources tell CBS News the government agency that runs the National Weather Service and the National Hurricane Center is the target of major budget cuts.
The White House's Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE, entered the offices of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Agency on Tuesday, accessing IT systems to implement President Trump's order to cut federal spending. Staffers were told to expect a 50% workforce reduction and a 30% budget cut. NOAA currently employs more than 12,000 people around the world, and more than half of them are scientists and engineers. Tracy Wolf, CBS News, New York.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Sean Hannity on Fox News he likes President Trump's proposal that the United States take over Gaza, relocate the Palestinians, and rebuild the territory.
This is the first good idea that I've heard. It's a remarkable idea, and I think it should be really pursued, examined, pursued, and done, because I think it will create a different future for everyone.
Israeli media report that Defense Minister Israel Katz has ordered the army to allow, quote, voluntary departure of residents from Gaza. Katz reportedly said countries opposed to Israel's military operations there should accept the Palestinians. Senate Democrats are still holding the floor this early hour, having stayed in the chamber all through the night to make the case against the nomination of Russell Vogt to serve as the White House budget chief. California's Adam Schiff.
Russ Vogt believes in dismantling that government of the people, piece by piece, brick by brick, until what remains is a hollowed out bureaucracy that serves the interests of the wealthy and abandons everyone else.
Earthquakes are rattling Santorini, a popular tourist destination in the Greek islands.
The worry is that a big quake is on the horizon. 7,000 people have left the island, most by ferry, but there have also been flights out. Santorini sits atop a volcano that's not erupted since 1950, and the region has not experienced such intense seismic activity since 1964.
CBS's Matt Piper. Stock futures are up ahead of the opening bell, and this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but, it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't like actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place is not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying, in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A wintry mix of snow and freezing rain in the overnight. Little to no ice. Snow accumulation less than an inch. Lows will drop to the lower 20s. On Thursday, wind advisory in effect. Sunny skies developing. Temperatures hold steady in the mid-20s. West winds to 50. It's 21 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as Dan Schaefer joins us from the Recombobulation Area and Civic Media's political editor to talk about the changing times in the Republican world. Has professional wrestling taken over? We'll explain.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio. WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, producer Conrad here for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Pete is feeling a little under the weather tonight, so we're going to have a best of show for you with Anders Lindwall and Katie Scullin. And we'll be back live tomorrow for a great and fun show. Hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Let's light it up. It is a Monday night here in the state of Wisconsin, a beautiful but frigid night. I am coming to you live from Madison, Wisconsin tonight. Always fun to do the show from here. Conrad is holding the fort down back in Green Bay, and things look pretty normal there, Conrad, I have to say. You look like you're not up to no good. I can see that. You're towing the company line there in my absence, so thank you for that. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I mean, you don't see the kegs all around, so... They're on the other side of the studio.
That's all right. Is that from you or Mino and the mayor?
Well, we had a mixed party.
You know, when I was your age, if I had to do a morning show starting at 6 a.m., there are nights when I could have just gone right onto the air from a party. Like, I would have just stayed up. I could never do that now, but this is actually the perfect time slot. Wherever you are joining us from in the great state of Wisconsin, folks, it is great to have you with me on this Monday. We all need some cheering up. It's the first week of ordinary time, I would say, after the holidays, and we probably all need a pick-me-up. I know that I kind of let the holidays go an extra weekend. I did really almost nothing this past weekend except hang out with my kids, who were home for the holidays, and eat some good food. I continue to drink non-alcoholic beers at an alarming pace. And I am back to it. You got to get back to it. And this is a Monday night, so we all need to pull together, talk about TV, talk about movies, maybe some comedy, and get through this Monday as we start the new year. The one encouraging thing is, and I think this is kind of cool, I think we gain about 30 seconds of daylight every day since the winter solstice, since December 21st. So already we have like, what is that, like 7 extra minutes? No, that's like 2 weeks ago now. So that's like 7 extra minutes of daylight. So it's only going to get better. We'll get through January. It will be fun. We'll do it. We'll do Nightlight the way we always do it. We have great guests tonight. Katie Scullin is here in the studio. She is a Madison-based singer-songwriter. She will be joining me live, playing some tunes, talking music. I had Katie on the show before. She's just great, and I love talking to her about her process, and she's got a great voice. She's going to perform live for you guys tonight, and Anders Lindwall will be here. He's the director of Green and Gold, a new film that will be coming to theaters July 31st, and there is a Packer connection. A farmer, played by Craig T. Nelson, bets the farm, literally, on the Packers. And Anders got a great cast for this film. He is also a native UPite? Is that how we say that? I will say, Conrad, I don't know what you did over the break mostly. I played a lot of Wii. I did mention that briefly last week. How long has it been since you've played Wii?
I'd say, probably about like 6 months ago.
Oh, that recently?
Yeah, one of my friends who lives in Green Bay actually has a Wii. And, you know, coming back from the bars, we'd play some Wii bowling. Our favorite would be Wii golf, though.
Wii golf, I don't even like golf in real life. I find it really frustrating.
Yes.
But Wii golf, I absolutely love. The kids and I, one night, I bet we spent 3 hours doing the 3-point Wii Sports Resort. They have a 3-point contest. And you just shoot and shoot, and it's so much fun, and it is so addicting. So I would say, overall, Wii is my favorite video game. I like the interactivity. I like that you get to stand up if you want to. You're actually doing something, not just using your thumbs. No judgment against other video games, but I find this to be, you have a lot of laughs when you play too. It's like whether you throw a gutter ball on a video game or the 3-point contest or golf or whatever, so much fun. And, you know, it brought us together over the holidays like it used to 10 years ago. So it was a great holiday season for that reason. And it brings us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Pretty simple. What is your favorite video game? You have so much to pull from here, folks, too. You can go back to Pong. That might have been the first video game. I don't remember any before that. That doesn't mean they don't exist. But that's the first one I remember. I was very small, very young. And, you know, and I don't know. What was after that? I guess Nintendo? Saving the Princess?
Atari?
Space Invaders in the video arcade? You can go video arcade if you want to. Atari. Then you got Sony PlayStation. I remember playing the James Bond game, Ken Griffey Baseball. I know Super Smash Brothers is huge with my son and his friends from a few years ago. You got Minecraft. So many great video games to choose from. Some they've turned into TV shows like Fallout. And what's the HBO show, the Pedro Pascal? The Last of Us, yep. So video games have a rich history. What is your favorite one? And I'm not a gamer. I mean, I've played a few almost by accident over the years, but I'll say Wii. I love Wii, mostly just because of my memories playing it with my kids, but I would have to say that is by far and away my favorite. If I had to go into the arcade, I would probably say a game like Mr. Do or Dig Dug. Always liked those games too. I don't like a good game of pinball. But what is your favorite video game? Let us know. Be part of the show. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Love to hear from you. You guys can weigh in on anything we're talking about tonight. As you know, always more fun when you guys are part of the show. Coming to you live from Madison tonight, Conrad holding the fort down back in Green Bay. I have a pet peeve, Conrad, regarding sports highlights.
Okay.
So I was kind of flipping back and forth last night between the Golden Globes and Minnesota-Detroit. My son really wanted to watch Minnesota-Detroit. I was in Milwaukee staying with him at his apartment, so his TV kind of won. But after that, we watched highlights. You know what really irritates me is when there's a really exciting game and they show you something from the game, and what do they show you? The game-winning field goal, a 40-yard field goal, the most boring play in the whole game. Show me the play that set the field goal up. You know, the great run, the tiptoe catch on the sidelines. Those are highlights. It's like when you watch like MMA or something, and ESPN always does this. The highlights are a guy laying down, knocked out. Show me the highlight. I know they want to get you to buy it, but the NFL could show something else. To me, that's like lazy. Oh, here's the field goal he kicked. It's not really a highlight. And last night there was like 3 in a row. Just a guy kicking a field goal. Show me a good play. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, field goals are really, they're not easy though. So you can't just go past it.
Boo, boring, don't care. They're not fun to watch. It's a kicker. I hear what you're saying. But I don't think that's the most exciting part of the game. I think they could show a great pass or run or a big tackle, something.
Or that big horse collar.
Oh, and the Bears-Packers. Oh, we haven't talked about that.
The crowd.
Dude, we were so due.
The crowd.
Were you at the game?
Oh, my. They went. Everyone was so mad when it was definitely a horse collar. Terrible tackle on his part. I'd just let him throw the ball away if he needs to. That was an unacceptable.
Kind of had him on the run.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, that was surreal. And right as the announcer, was it Troy Aikman? I can't remember. No.
I was at the game.
Okay.
Yeah. It was cold.
It looked cold and it looked, did you see, what did you think of Craig T. Nelson singing the national anthem?
I think he did a really good job. I thought.
Really?
You didn't like it?
He did a good job. He carried a tune.
Yeah.
I don't think, and maybe I'm holding him up to, like, we have Katie Scully coming in here tonight. She's a great singer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Craig T. Nelson is a great singer. He did a good job.
Yeah, he did a good job. There was someone behind me when he was singing. He's like, come on, give it some. He's like, come on, sing.
He was saying that to Craig T.
Yeah,
whatever. The guy's 80 years old. You know, it was kind of cool that he was there. He had really cool stuff to say about Lambeau and being there.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. The movie, you know, I didn't really know anything about it until Clemens was on the show last week and started talking about it. So now I'm very curious. I want to get someone from the movie on the show because I guess they filmed it primarily in Door County. So we'll have to look more into that. But apparently it's a story about a farmer who bets everything on the Packers to save his farm. Might also be a gambling addict. I don't know.
Yeah,
but
if it depends what year it is, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, and then we've got Golden Globes to talk about. I thought, you know, from what I saw the broadcast, and I saw most of it over the course of today and some of it last night, I thought it was great. You know, last year was the Joe Coy fiasco with him emceeing and, like, offending the writers and all that kind of stuff, and he got the gig last minute. I thought Nikki Glaser, she's kind of hit or miss for me, but she is funny and she's a presence. And I thought she did a pretty good job. You don't, though. Or did you like her?
No. Okay. So I said there were some moments where I was like, it was kind of cringy a little bit to me. But yeah. I mean, still Nikki Glaser. I think she's a great comedian. So I still enjoyed it.
The Timothy Chalamet joke was very funny. I really like your lashes above your lip.
I got the clip where she's talking to Adam Sandler if you want me to play it.
Oh, let's hear. Do we have time for that?
Yeah.
Let's play that. This is Nikki Glaser from last night at the Golden Globes.
Actually, your name sounds like something Adam Sandler would say. No, Chalamet. I Timothy and Chalamet. Oh, yeah, Timothy Chalamet. I think Sandler's here. Sandler, can I get a Chalamet?
Chalamet.
Oh, Chalamet. A good Chalamet to you, sir. A Chalamet to you.
That's a great moment. That's good TV. It was nice of her to engage Sandler. He doesn't get that much attention, so it was nice for her to rope him in. And I thought her joke about Dune was funny, too, when she was talking to Zendaya. And she said, I loved all your parts in Dune. I woke up for them or something like that. It was good. I thought she did a good job. And some good moments, some big wins. We'll talk all about that with Matt Miller at 7:20 coming up after the news at the bottom of the hour. Katie Scullin is in the hizzy. That means House Conrad. I'm street. Katie will be here in studio. Very excited to have her. And we'll read some of your texts coming up next.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when.
don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6th rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Paula from the 920 says, "When the boys were younger, we played Wii Bowling. It's good family fun. Should have kept it." Paula, I think the game was kept, and it landed in your son's...
No, remember I said we got rid of it, and I regret not having it anymore, because I would definitely have that at my house right now.
Do you think Wii Bowling makes you better at actual bowling?
I don't think so.
Do you use the bumpers? No, probably not. Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is what is your favorite video game? I did nothing but drink non-alcoholic beer, sit on my butt, and play Wii for 2 weeks. I was sick before that. I feel like, Conrad, I was looking good for a while, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I was working hard, man. I had a 1.5 pack going, and there now I'm back to like nothing. So I have to turn it around. And I think Wii is one of those games. It gets you up on your feet. You're doing stuff. That's my favorite video game. What's yours? I'd love to know. 855-752-4842. And what was yours again, K-Man?
Oh, my favorite video game? Oh, yeah. Wow, that's... I'd say when I was younger, it was definitely Guitar Hero.
Interesting.
Because I think...
Okay.
My brother had it, and we would always kind of bond over that. Otherwise, right now...
That's excellent.
I've been playing video games for my whole life, pretty much. I don't think it's a waste of time. I think it's a lot of fun.
I didn't say it was a waste of time. I mean, I'm not schooled in video games. I played a few. You know, in college, we used to sit there for hours and try to save the princess. go ahead.
Right now I'd say it's any sports game, actually. I'll play NBA games, NFL games, NHL games, name it, I'll probably play it.
I try to do that. I try to play like my son will always want me to play Madden and lose like 142 to nothing. Like, I'm never playing that again. Why would I ever play that again? And I'm not going to play it and practice at it to get good, because that just seems pathetic. But Eric from Madison says, Bosconian. I need some help with that one. Is that a video game that you're aware of?
I think it's like Space Invaders, if I'm not wrong.
Okay. I love Space Invaders. Thank you, Eric. Ronnie from Horicon says, Pac-Man, one of the classics. Love Pac-Man. Anytime there's a video game that they spin a song, someone creates a song out of it, that's pretty big time.
Yeah.
There's Pac-Man Fever. I don't know if you can find that. We can... Okay. Some of that. It was not a great song, but I mean, it's impressive. I used to love Pac-Man and Mrs. Pac-Man. Steve from Florida, he's in the 920, says, my brother bought the Nintendo game back in the day, 80s. At first, I thought, why are you wasting money on a stupid game? It turns out I ended up getting addicted to the game, where I ended up saving the princess. Wow. That's a serious time commitment. That's impressive. The sad thing is, when I saved the princess, I was playing by myself and wasn't able to share the experience with my brother and friends. So I think you're making it up. You believe your dad saved... Your dad, is he an embellisher, Conrad?
I think he saved the princess. I think he did it.
Like, who would lie about that? It's not going to help you get girls when you're 20. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I saved the princess.
Oh, yeah. Are you dating anyone? I believe you're dead. Monica from the 608, she's in Mount Horeb, says, grew up on Pong, but we didn't have other video games. For a while, they had a youth center in my town, and I was the queen of pinball. Pinball's awesome. Totally with you, Monica. She says, I could play all evening on 75 cents. My parents got a computer after I moved out. When I would visit, my dad would say he knew I was playing Tetris when he heard me swearing profusely. Swearing at Tetris. That is some serious comp. That's a competitive person. I don't think I'd want to play any video games with Monica. Nothing personal, Monica. But if you're competitive, you know, I have a friend who's a comedian who was staying at another friend of mine, a comic named Rich Jenny. God rest his soul. Rich went to bed and our mutual friend was playing Tetris at like 1 a.m. Rich woke up the next morning and our friend was still playing Tetris like 7 hours later. Like, that's how, if you have an addictive personality and you have an addictive game, I totally see how that can happen. With my kids this weekend, I was playing, I told you, the 3-point contest at Wii. We played for 2 hours plus easily. And you sit, and then two other people go, then it's your turn again, and you talk. It's really fun, but that's addicting too. Let's go to the stream. Craig says, favorite video game from the days of the arcades, Battlezone, Robotron, Dragon's Lair, Donkey Kong. Craig's got a few. He says, ah, to be a kid with a pocket of quarters again. I'm not going to make a roll of quarters joke in your pocket, Craig, because I'm way too mature for that. But I get it. Craig says, Port Plaza Mall's Goldmine Arcade. I remember that. Whenever we would go to Green Bay for Marinette, that was always a big deal because they had a bigger arcade than we had in Marinette. Craig also says, Coal Covision Rules. You know what that is, K-Man?
I don't
know what that is. Probably some. Listen, I'm not going to. Craig sounds like he knows his stuff. So, all right. So that's, you got a lot of time to get in on the fun, folks. We've got our question of the night is, what is your favorite video game? And lots of good answers. We're going to talk Golden Globes with Matt Miller. Did you see any of these movies they were talking about, Conrad?
I did watch, I bought Wicked because you can get it on Amazon now.
Mm-hmm.
And last time when we talked with Matt, Matt said it was a little too long. Could have ended a little bit earlier. And I agree with that. But I really enjoyed it.
I thought it was great. I really liked Wicked. I think it was Rob Thomas that said there was one dance scene in there where he didn't really understand it, or it was cut weird.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that I felt that same way until he said that. But yeah, I'm nitpicking. I really liked it. I thought it was a great movie and lots of fun. My issue with these award shows and like the Golden Globes, especially because it happens right after the holidays, are they release these films like the week before, too. You don't have time to see them before the first award show. So I haven't seen The Brutalist yet. I haven't seen Emilia Perez, which is on Netflix, actually. But there's a lot of films that just came out that I haven't seen yet. So, I mean, I got time before the Oscars come out, but I do feel a little bit behind. I want to talk about Landman, too. Maybe I'll talk about that with Matt. I'm not a fan. Taylor Sheridan, I swear to God, like, I like half of his stuff, and I really dislike the other half. So maybe Matt can talk me through that. All right. Katie Scullin is in studio, singer-songwriter based in Madison. She's been on the show before. Very excited to have her here in person. We will talk to Katie, and we will hear her lovely voice on the other side of the news. The news from your Civic Media news team, which keeps you informed and is award-winning, I might add. This is Pete Schwabba at Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Walking with a love, with a love that's all so fine. Never to be mine.
Grown Radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. An icy storm stretching from the Midwest to the East Coast may cause power outages and disrupt travel. CBS News meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
Boston, you're looking upwards of 4 inches. So it might not be too incredibly high, but that is, you know, significant to cause some road troubles. Anywhere from basically New York City northward is going to see the higher snow totals.
Democratic senators have stayed on the floor overnight arguing against Russell Vogt's nomination as budget chief. Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar blames Vogt for freezing federal funding.
It was Vogt's plan that led the administration to take an action that hurt millions of Americans.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defends President Trump's idea to take over Gaza.
This is an out-of-the-box idea. That's who President Trump is. That's why the American people elected him. And his goal is lasting peace in the Middle East for all people in the region.
CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but, you know, it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't, like, actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place is not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A new reboot is on the way, which is not a surprise, as Hollywood seems determined to remake everything it's ever done. This time, it's a new iteration of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Star of the original, Sarah Michelle Gellar, will be part of the cast, but not the central focus. This is the second attempt at a reboot. One in 2018 did not quite make it to the little screen. When and if the show drops, it will premiere on Hulu. During a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, actress Nicole Kidman told the host about her favorite keepsake, the handwritten lyrics to Elton John's famous song, Your Song. Kidman was one of the stars of Moulin Rouge, in which the song was featured and sang by Ewan McGregor. Your Song has been covered many times over the years. Great tune. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, but it is going to be windy. Our high right around 27 with wind west gusting to between 35 and 45 here today. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 23. And then we have more snow on the way Friday night through Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, more visits to new legislators and members of the LGBTQ caucus, Senator Kristen Elfheim and Assembly Rep Christian Phelps.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, producer Conrad here for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Pete is feeling a little under the weather tonight, so we're going to have a best of show for you with Anders Lindwall and Katie Scullin. And we'll be back live tomorrow for a great and fun show. Hope you enjoy.
Mark in the 608 says the TV show Chuck had an episode in season two where he beat the game Missile Command listening to Rush's Tom Sawyer. I'll take your word for it, Mark. That's incredible. What blows me away now is that people make a living having other people watch them play video games. It's insane. It's like watching fishing. The Brian Regan joke. You're not even fishing. You're watching fishing. So whatever floats your boat. Hey, I'm Pete Schwabo. Welcome back. We are broadcasting statewide from Madison tonight. From W, what is this, Chris? WMDX, right?
Yeah. WMDX.
Yeah. It's always fun to do the show from here. Chris Casper helping out. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you as always. Conrad holding the fort back down, back in Green Bay, telling everyone to keep it down. So I don't know he's throwing a party right now. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. She has been on the show before. She's a Madison based singer songwriter and she's awesome in so many ways. And her name is Katie Scullin. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. How's it going?
It's going great. It's so good to have you back. I really enjoyed you being here last time you came down. Do you live far away or is this an easy commute for you?
It is. Yeah, okay. I'm close by. I live in Oregon, just south of Madison.
Oh, it's like a burb?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good. Nice. Yeah, it's good to be back. Thanks for having
it's
me.
Good to have you. Did you have good holidays?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
anything
great.
Special? Did you do anything exciting?
Yes, I redid the basement into a boy den for my son, and he was able to have a bunch of friends over for New Year's.
Wow. So, you did that yourself? Are you handy?
I pretend to be. No, I had a little bit of help, but yeah.
Okay.
It was great. We had a good time.
Very emasculating because I'm not handy at all.
No?
So if you were going to tell me that you put up drywall and, you know, laid down new floors, I would have felt really bad.
I have done some of that, but I get help from my dad.
Oh, that's impressive. Good for you. That's fantastic. And our question of the night, Katie, is what is your favorite video game? When you're not writing songs, do you ever play video games? Do you have a favorite?
My favorite back in the day was Duck Hunt. My son would love for it to be Fortnite. He's a Fortnite kid. Yeah.
Does he do the dance?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The dance is... I love the Fortnite dance. My son did it, too. And it's like, when he and his friends would break out into it...
Right.
It was like the most fun thing to watch. And then, like, professional athletes were doing it, the Fortnite dance. Right. It's just a fun thing. So, and Duck Hunt's fun.
Yeah.
Like, that was like a
right.
pretty big deal. Because that came free with...
It was Nintendo.
Mario Brothers, right?
Nintendo, yeah.
That's right.
The old school. And then, was it Mario Kart? I always liked that one.
Yeah, Chris likes Mario Kart.
Yeah,
it's fun. All right, so we have you here, though, not to talk about video games, but
it's okay,
to have
talk
to
about video games.
Talk music. I didn't make you drive all the way from Oregon to talk about video games. So how have you been? How's the career going? Have you played any good gigs recently? Where are things at?
I've been good, yeah. I've been mostly focused on writing and recording.
Okay.
My goal is to release a full length in 2025. So I have some time, but yeah. I've got, you know, like 5 or 6 songs ready to go, 3-4 in the works. But yeah, I've been just really focused on that. Played a couple shows. Indie Tune Up is one that I really like here in Fitchburg. Yeah.
How long does it take you to like when you have the concept of a song to write it down, mess around with it from that moment to playing it live? What's that process like? How long is that?
I think it depends. Sometimes it will take months and sometimes I'll write it in like a weekend.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah. Like I wrote one this weekend, which is strange because sometimes I'll go through like seasons of writer's block and won't be able to write anything
at
all.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. That's too bad. But it all depends.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it takes forever. And then sometimes I'll write a song and I'll go back to it and change it completely. And yeah.
That's good. So here's what I do. Like I play guitar. I'm bad. And I'll think of like one line and I'll go, that could be a song.
Yeah.
And I think I'm a songwriter. And then that line ends up being the only thing I write. And I'll just play like 3 chords and sing that. And I'm like, I have no idea where to go with this. Like, I'm pretty amazed just that someone can write a song, even one song.
Yeah.
So how many songs will you have when you feel comfortable putting out a new album, so to speak?
I would love to have at a minimum 9
okay.
songs, I think is a good full length album. And a lot of people don't really put out full length albums anymore. It's more of like single song releases. And I'm kind of doing it, you know, simultaneously. I'll like a single song release, and then eventually it will be, you know, the whole album, all of those single releases.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, sometimes that's all you need is just one line. That's sort of your vantage
point. To get
you
going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when did you feel comfortable? Like, when you started out? I mean, you've been at this at least probably, what, 10 years or so? 8 or 10 years?
More than that.
More than that. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been at it?
I guess probably I started with my brother in 2009. We started our first band. Yeah.
Nice.
So, it's been a while.
So, how long did that take when you started playing with your brother and you guys, you know, would perform? How many songs did you feel like you needed before you could play in front of other people? That has to be a big jump.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. We probably had 5 to 10 between the two of us because he started songwriting as well in college. And then I started and, you know, on the weekends we'd meet up and collaborate. And then, you know, we started learning cover songs to sort of fill in the gaps. I think the first thing we needed was like a 45-minute set.
Okay.
And then nowadays, most of the time it's like a 3-hour set, depending on, depending on the type of show that you do. If you're going to do like cover songs, you want to go, you know, have 3 hours of music.
Yeah. How many of those 3 hours, I mean, even big time rock and roll stars play covers. They like to play other people's music. It seems like how many of the songs you play, like in a 3-hour set would be cover tunes?
I sort of gauge the crowd. I usually like to keep it somewhere around like 50-50, but if you know there's a lot of people that I recognize, they know they're there to hear the original song, so I can put more of those in.
Yeah,
which is fun. But yeah, if it's people I don't really know, you know, you gotta warm up to them and play the songs that they like or that they recognize.
Will you, I think I know the answer to this, but would you be willing to play us a song?
Absolutely.
You have a guitar. I figured you were prepared for that question.
As long as I don't get a Freebird request.
Casper, what are you going to play for us?
Well, I think I'll do the one that we talked about. How about
the new one?
Sweet Escape.
Oh, Sweet Escape. I love Sweet Escape. Okay. Yes, please. All right, here's Katie Scullin live in the studio playing Sweet Escape.
see. Baby, I unchained my own heart and I set myself free. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Very nice. Chris is clapping on the other side of the... Conrad, are you clapping your green bag? He's mysteriously dark. Okay. Yeah, there you go. You can hear more. That's a great song. I love it.
Thank you.
It's got such a bluesy... let me ask you something. What is your favorite genre, would you say, that has influenced your songwriting or music writing styles?
Gosh, I have... I don't know. I like all sorts of music. Sometimes people have referred to me as like a wet noodle because I can't quite put me in a genre. Growing up, I really loved Tori Amos. I think that this particular song was inspired by Amy Winehouse, which maybe is
interesting.
Why it has sort
okay.
of that bluesy feel to it.
Yeah. It's kind of a haunting song too. It has a lot of undertones, you know, going on there. So
yeah,
that's cool. So how do you know when you have a great song? You have to play it in front of an audience first, or do you go, this is it? This is, I love this.
I think sometimes I just like, I feel good about it, or like it hits me in a way where I'm like, I have to share it. I don't always know if it's good or not. But I think if I'm feeling something when I'm singing it, I guess I'm just hopeful that other people will resonate with that as well.
Do you need that connection with an audience to know? Do you like the song better when people respond to it, or is it a personal thing for you?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think for a while I did it because I just like needed to. And then I started to receive feedback from people like, oh my gosh, that song, you know, this happened in my life and this song meant so much to me. And I think about their story and then I look back at the lyrics that I wrote and I'm just kind of like awestruck how a completely different situation means the same thing to them. Mm. And it was a different scenario for me.
Like they connect with it totally different than what you were feeling maybe when you wrote it.
Right. That's or like the storyline. Like, yeah, it's a completely different like situation. But when you look at the lyrics, I'm like, oh, wait a second. That's so strange. Yeah.
Katie Scullin is here in studio with me for the second time. You were here probably in the summer, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was in pink pants, so.
You adhere to those rules?
Right.
I'm more brassy than that. I'll wear pink pants after October 1st. I don't care.
Yeah?
That's just how I roll. She's going to hopefully play something else for us. And I want to ask you about videos you've done, too.
Okay.
Because I'm fascinated by that. Like, you have great. And if you want to see more of Katie's stuff, go to katiescullin.com. There's a bio there. There's songs, some that have lyrics and videos. It's great stuff. Our question of the night, ladies and gentlemen, get in on the fun. What is your favorite video game? Kate from Stevens Point, she's in the 715, says The Sims.
Ooh.
I don't even know that. I've heard it, but I don't know anything about that.
I wonder if it's similar. I think Sim City, is that different? I used to love Sim City when I was a kid.
Probably. It sounds like the kids would shorten it out of The Sims.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Thank you, Kate. And she says, oh, Wii Basketball. All right. We'll read more of your text. Let us know what your favorite video game is tonight. Matt Miller is here at 720 breaking down the Golden Globes. Right now, we still got time with Katie Scullin. And that's where we're going to be when we come back. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Blue Monday has been a thing ever since a British psychologist came up with it 20 years ago.
Today is the day to rewrite the lyrics to Blue Christmas.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll have a Blue Monday when it's cold.
Nice, nice. That is my new favorite thing.
Yes.
Right there. That was awesome.
See you in the bumpers.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
stars, the tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores! Badgers answer right back!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Got another text from the 715, Mario Kart. That's a popular one here tonight. Katie's played Mario Kart. Chris Casper loves Mario Kart. From the 818, Bridget says, the Wii. Our family has so much fun playing the resort games. That's exactly what I played over the holidays. It was so much fun. The 100-pin bowling, right, Conrad?
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. Well, I know I can. I was just making sure you were still there.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Jim from Appleton says, I grew up when Pong and Breakout were king. My favorite game was Space Zap. It's a game that you defended your base from invasion. It's so great reading all this stuff. Like, so many video games. I'm just not a gamer. Like, I've heard of Pong, and that was, like, could you even play Pong right now? Do you know what Pong is, Katie? It's just a ball, a graphic, and there's, two paddles.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dullest.
That was, like, one of the first ones, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure the people that got really good at it thought they were hot stuff back in the late 70s. We'll read Steady Eddie. Oh, Steady Eddie's short tonight. He says, and this is for Katie from the 608. Steady Eddie says, I'm enjoying your guest, Katie. Question, what kind of guitar does she play and how did she choose her guitar? That's a great question. I asked her that when she got here, and he signs it Steadfast Edward tonight instead of Steady Eddie. So there you go, Katie.
I have a Taylor 414. I was talked into it by a former boyfriend. Way back in the day.
And it's worked out for you, obviously.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. It's nice. It's good.
Is that a thin neck or a...
I think so. I have small hands, so... Yeah.
It's funny, because some of the necks, like, I played ones that have, like, the really wide necks.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like a struggle almost. Yeah. So...
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's good. I think it's a thinner neck.
It's got a great sound. Other ones. Katie Scullin is here in studio. She is a singer-songwriter based here in Madison. She's got a few live shows coming up in the next few months. I'll tell you about those. On your video, or on your website, you've got several videos. What's that like? Like, you like to play the guitar and sing, but you're kind of acting in these videos. What's that like? Was that a natural transition? Or?
I think I've always kind of liked both worlds, acting and music. When I was a kid, I used to make home videos with my friends, and we'd write skits and, you know, nice. pull out the camcorder and and I've kind of always been in theater and whatnot, so
okay.
Yeah, it's fun. I definitely enjoy it, and some of them I've produced myself, some of them I have other producers, and it's a good time.
It is. How do you, when you make a video, you got the song, you wrote the lyrics, you wrote the music, you know what it's about, do you bring an idea to the director of the video, or does he or she bring stuff and you collaborate? How much of it is you and how much of it is the other person?
I've done it a few different ways. I've done it where, you know, I'll have the idea and then we'll throw it together, or I've done it where the producer and I collaborate, and then I've also done it where I let the producer just take the reins.
Nice.
Yeah, which all is right. Nerve-wracking sometimes.
What was the one? Okay, so I watched Endless Summer, which is pretty much just you swimming.
Oh, yeah.
Underwater, which is really cool. How long do you have to hold your breath?
Oh, man. You know, I used to be underwater all the time when I was a kid. And then when I filmed that, I was like, I'm a little out of shape here. But yeah, as long as I could. We actually tried to film it in a lake, my best friend and I. And then we realized there was only two of us out in the middle of the water. And she was underwater and I was in a dress. And, you know, it was kind of scary at the same time because, like, when you're in clothes, like, the water weighs you down.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was stuck inside of a fishnet. And I was like, this could be really bad. And it was kind of murky, like the footage. It turned out pretty cool. But then we decided that we wanted to do it in more of a controlled environment. And so we did it in a pool. Yeah.
You have another one, which is almost like a movie. What's the one I was thinking of? Dream Awake?
Yes.
Is that the one? Is that your son or daughter in the film as a baby?
Yep.
And so what was that process like? Was that your idea to bring in your actual child into the video? Or
nope, that was the director.
Okay.
He and I had never even met before. He just, like, he must have heard about my album release, bought the album, listened to it, and then he's like, hey, you know, I'm a film director. Do you want to meet for coffee sometime? And so I met him and I really liked him a lot. His name's Bob Tronson. He's a director here in Madison. And we did collaborate a bit. He had some ideas and, you know, I was like, yeah, not totally comfortable with that. Like, let's change it to this. And then it all worked out in the end. So
what is that song about? I had the lyrics in front of me, but you've got, like, it's fun. You're rolling around having those really sweet moments at home with your own child.
Yeah.
Was that mostly your idea?
That was his idea to bring that in. Yeah. I think the song is about love. It's about moving on. It's about heartbreak. And the good that comes of it.
Okay. Know?
Yeah.
Where would you say you get most of your inspiration? I mean, a lot of love and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But is there a theme that has inspired you more than any other when it comes to writing?
It's definitely about love, I think.
Okay.
And also, like, trying to make beauty out of tragedy, I think.
Interesting.
Yeah. There's been, you know, some hard times that I've gone through personally and I've always tried to take every song that I'm writing, you know, if I'm feeling a hardship or whatever, to, like, see the brighter side of it.
Yeah. That definitely comes through.
Okay, I hope so.
You have kind of a melancholy thing sometimes, but you bring it up. It's great.
Yeah.
Katie Scullin is here. Matt Miller joins me at 7:20. But after the news, Katie, will you do another song for us?
Absolutely.
Keep talking. Maybe we can squeeze two songs and we'll see what happens. If your voice.
Cool. Yeah.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
Okay, good. A lot of stuff going around. All right, Katie Scullin is here. After the news, we'll have a few more minutes with Katie in studio, live from Madison. It's Nightlight, and it's great to have you with me. Let us know what your favorite video game is, and I will read it on the radio. Can't beat that, folks. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Lawmakers in the Senate are pulling an all-nighter as Democrats make their case against President Trump's pick to head the Office of Management and Budget.
We are beginning to see the corporate and billionaire takeover of the United States government.
Rhode Island Democrat Sheldon Whitehouse warning against confirming Russell Vogt, a key author of a plan calling for drastic cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar.
According to reports, he was a driving force behind the administration's decision to freeze federal funding.
Government employees have a big decision to make if they haven't already. CBS's Matt Piper.
Today's the deadline for federal workers to accept buyouts or a deferred resignation program offer. For those who take it, they'd get full salary and benefits and not have to work through the end of September. The deferred resignation offer is available to all full-time federal employees except